We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
For you, the place for your night. Amen.
Hello and welcome, harmonious viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorubur 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorubur 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Intelsat 5 and Intelsat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environs, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veje. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10 en Gativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Telerán Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampo Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Iranian citizens donate $43 million to Somalia to aid victims of famine. In community news, public bookshelves provide German citizens with easy access to reading materials. In econ news, Kashmir University in India teams up with organic farmers to improve yields. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 26th, is Al-Hijra, the Islamic New Year, also known as Muharram. It commemorates the Hijra, the migration of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his followers from Mecca to Medina in 622. About 340 kilometers north of Mecca, Medina is now one of Islam's holiest cities and is the location of Al-Masjid An-Nabawi, or the Prophet's Mosque. For Muslims observing this special occasion, Al-Hijra begins at sunset one day earlier. It is a time for reflection on the Hijra and on the upcoming year. May all of our Muslim brothers and sisters have a joyful Al-Hijra with Allah's blessings for an uplifting new year.
Flying news. Disaster zones declared as floods hit southern Thailand. As the nation strives to recover from flooding in northern central regions, more recent heavy rains in the south set off flash flooding in the province of Pathalung on Tuesday, November 22nd. The floods affected over 60,000 residents in more than 50 villages, with thousands of hectares of crops also inundated. With half the province underwater, evacuations were conducted for several hundred households as 11 districts were declared disaster zones. Meanwhile, the nation's meteorological department issued flash flood warnings throughout six other provinces, and in Surat Thani, 100 families were stranded in the rising waters.
Upon hearing of the earlier flood disasters, Supreme Master Chinghai had conveyed her deepest love and prayers as she offered $15,000 and asked that our local association members please go comfort the most vulnerable. This amount could obtain $82,000 in supplies purchased in the United States based on Thailand's cost of living. In accordance with her request, our association's Thai relief team has been carrying out ongoing relief efforts in areas most in need.
Our appreciation, Thai officials and personnel, for your caring endeavors. We also thank Supreme Master Chinghai for our heartfelt support, as well as our association's relief team for their attentive help. May Buddha grace the Thai people with resiliency, as we pray that such extreme conditions are alleviated by our kinder, eco-friendly ways.
Australia wildfires destroy homes. On Thursday, November 24th, more than 400 firefighters working with aerial water equipment were attempting to extinguish bushfires in Western Australia state that prompted the evacuation of hundreds of residents from townships in the Margaret River region as more than 30 homes were destroyed. The blazes were first sparked on Wednesday when a planned forest burning operation in a national park jumped a containment line and was then fueled by dry, hot and windy conditions.
More than 3,000 hectares of land was scorched, forcing 200 residents to spend the night on the beach or at an emergency evacuation shelter, while 55 people who had become stranded near the coastal town of Preveli were rescued by jet ski. Officials on Friday said that although the flames were largely contained, much work remained to completely extinguish the blazes in some areas.
Our appreciation, Australian officials and firefighting personnel working to ensure the safety of residents. May such damaging situations that threaten both human and animal lives be minimised through humanity's more conscientious stewardship as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Chinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organisations and relief workers from every corner of the world.
Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Imagine it's thee. Confined in a dirty, tiny little crate. Don't know how to spell SPACE space? Wading in filth and urine and stench, never feel the sun or breeze on my skin. Are these made only for human beings? Can neither turn to the left nor right, force-fed drugs till you lose your mind, sweltering at noon, frozen in the night, fresh air, what is it in the name of life? Cuddling babies, you might trample on them, or they'll die from cold and rotten hygiene. If they survive, they'll be eaten afresh at such tender months. Oh, all the gods, can't even tell of my nightmare, the entire human race, anyone cares? I live in terror and suffering my whole life just for their pleasure, a bloody bite. Enduring truck with hampering stand to wherever to be torn open from limb to limb or to hang from one leg on the ceiling and to have your throat slit like a worst criminal, gut and blood spilling all over. Amid crying, begging, and agonizing screams. How can anyone bear or enjoy such a sight? Have they all been dumb, deaf and blind? Since when have humans become so cruel? Losing all their loving, kind nature, they kick, stab, slice and torture. Oh, the pain is beyond endure. I cry for help. Is someone there? How come? Only blood. Blood. And blood everywhere. Within these cramped, dark, horror-filled walls, there is no one but axes and shadows. Shadows that are mighty, axes that are sharp. I am terrified. I am small, trembling, helpless. Oh, if you don't know if there is hell, come and see right here, nowhere else. Dear human friends, how can this be? Why? Why? Why must you torture and eat me? Imagine it's thee. Imagine it's a member of thy family.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 424. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Vienna opera star remembered. On Wednesday, November 23rd, the world lost one of the golden voices of our era in the passing of operatic soprano Senna Urinak at the ripe age of 90. With a rich voice that was described as perfectly pitched between soprano and mezzo, the Yugoslavia-born Miss Urinak made her operatic debut as Cherubino in The Marriage of Figaro. The celebrated singer went on to perform in a range of roles throughout Europe that reflected her strength and versatility, such as Don Giovanni, Der Rosenkavalier, and La Bohème. Also starring in Madame Butterfly in the USA, she was a classic interpreter of Mozart and Strauss, and was an honorary member of the Vienna State Opera, which remembers her as someone who not only shaped its history, but the entire world of opera. Our sincere condolences to the family, friends, and admirers of Miss Senna Urinak, whose legendary voice will continue to soothe the souls of music lovers everywhere. May her soul rest serenely in heaven's love and light.
Save Our Planet. Global Science Group calls for immediate action to ensure global food security. A report released by the Commission on Sustainable Agriculture and Climate Change, made up of leading international agricultural and climate scientists, cautions that the global food system is approaching operational limits. In the report, Achieving Food Security in the Face of Climate Change, the authors identify agriculture as the largest contributor to greenhouse gas pollution, citing the need to develop a globally sustainable agriculture plan that supports the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, which is sponsoring the UN Climate Change Conference in South Africa beginning November 28, 2011. It goes on to outline steps for government policymakers to ensure that those most vulnerable have access to basic nutrition. Many thanks, international scientists, for this timely report. May governments heed the call to act quickly to provide sustainable nutrition for all, while improving the ecosystems of our Earth.
Save Our Planet. South Africa prepares to host United Nations Climate Change Summit. From Monday, November 28th to December 9th, government delegates from nearly 200 nations will convene in Durban, South Africa, for the United Nations Climate Change Conference. Supreme Master Television spoke with His Excellency Dr. Zweli Mkhize, Prime Minister of KwaZulu-Natal, the summit's hosting province.
And we would like to see Durban with COP17 as being a very, very memorable event wherein the different parties were able to agree to balance the imperatives of economic development and growth with the mitigation strategies and the taxation issues, and therefore at the end of the day take the world to a situation where we could have the deference of all these anticipated disastrous consequences that the conference is all about.
A newly released report by the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, has confirmed that global warming is indeed responsible for the mounting frequency of extreme weather events being seen worldwide, such as severe storms and flooding. This year, a main decision is anticipated on whether to renew the legally binding Kyoto Protocol, which expires in 2012, to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. However, given the updated scientific evidence of increasing climate-related damage to homes and crops, as well as disruption to human lives, some among the delegates and thousands of others joining to observe the meeting are calling for even stronger measures. As stated by Cristiana Figueres, Executive Secretary of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, the emission reduction goals discussed at the summits, both in Denmark in 2009 and in Cancun, Mexico in 2010, are insufficient to keep global warming from reaching the extremely dangerous levels of going above a 2 degree Celsius average temperature rise.
With thanks to Premier Dr. Zweli Mkhize and all other organisers, we appreciate South Africa's gracious hosting, as well as the efforts of all nations to reach a consensus on climate change in the upcoming meeting that serves the best interest of humanity. May this new round of discussions be productive in leading to effective solutions that protect all life on our planet.
Save our planet during the climate summit for a living Himalayas in Bhutan on November 19, 2011. India, Nepal, Bangladesh and Bhutan agreed to work together on a comprehensive climate adaptation plan.
Save our planet. Climatologists in Minnesota, USA report that the Minneapolis-St. Paul area is approaching a drought record after seeing the driest autumn in 141 years, with the region's international airport recording rainfall from September to November 2011 that was more than 5 inches below normal.
Warning news. As announced in November 2011, a 30-year study of 100,000 women being published in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds that consuming even small amounts of alcohol increases the chance of breast cancer, with an average of 2 glasses daily, raising the disease risk by 51%.
I'm the best of the sheep, and I live naturally on a plant-based diet. Today, I have a kitchen tip. You can help keep the unused half of an avocado fresh by leaving the pit in and storing it in an airtight container, adding a few slices of red onion. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the world.
humanitarian news, Iranian citizens donate $43 million to Somalia to aid victims of famine. According to Press TV, the Secretary General of Iran's Red Crescent Society, or IRCS, Mr. Zaher Rostami, stated that the funds had been contributed as part of relief efforts for the Horn of Africa country. In addition, the Iranian government has sent 5,700 tons of provisions and established 11 relief camps, one permanent medical center, and six field clinics across Somalia. Our sincere appreciation, compassionate citizens and government of Iran, for your life-saving assistance. May good weather, abundant harvests, and stability soon return to the lives of the warm-hearted Somali people.
In community news, public bookshelves provide German citizens with easy access to reading materials. The free libraries are being set up independently throughout the nation in cities such as Berlin, Hanover, Cologne, and Bonn, and have also appeared in villages and suburbs. At these outlets, people can take any books they like and also donate whatever material they wish. There are no due dates or registration required. Volunteers take care of the books, with the shelves usually financed by donations. One of the organizers of the project in Cologne, Mr. Michael Obermann, said, "It is important that we make it easy for everyone to overcome their inhibitions and participate in this reading culture on the street, from old readers to kids to immigrants." Kudos, organizers and participants of this wonderful exchange. May the written word continue to inform and uplift and thrill readers of all ages, cultures, and walks of life. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a university in India helps farmers increase their organic yield. We'll take a moment to breathe in the blessings of the Mother Nature. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more thoughtful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, relevant news for a meaningful world. In eco news, an Indian university assists organic farmers. The Sheree Kashmir University of Agricultural Sciences and Technology of Kashmir is collaborating with more than 200 farmers in the region to help them boost yields and achieve organic certification for their produce. At present, walnuts, almonds, herbs and saffron are exported from the region. Vice Chancellor of the University, Dr. Tej Pratap Singh, noted that large areas of land are already cultivated organically and he envisions the trend expanding. He stated, "Kashmir is a natural place to go organic. The state has a vast potential in that respect." Bravo, Kashmir farmers, Dr. Singh and Sheree Kashmir University of Agriculture Sciences and Technology of Kashmir, on your joint efforts. May the help bring health, abundance and sustainability to your beautiful people and state.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Czech entitled, "Forgetfulness."
Matka řekla, "Och, to je hrozné, vařila jsem vodu v kuchyni. Když jsme odcházeli, zapomněla jsem vypnout plyn, způsobí to požár."
Její dítě odpovědělo, "Mami, neboj, já jsem zase zapomněl zavřít kohoutek."
And now for our viewers' heartlines on the mysteries of Mount Shasta, on the world around us. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
It's all connected.
Heitor from Brazil.
Love it. Quan from Aulac or Vietnam.
Amiable Heitor and Quan, it's great to hear from you. Magnificent Mount Shasta is truly one of the very special places on our planet. We pray humanity has many opportunities to enjoy this and other elevating sites on a sustainable earth. May you and the pure-minded people of Brazil and Aulac or Vietnam be abundantly graced with nobility of spirit.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May heaven forever bless your loving heart and gentle soul.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Newly elected Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti reports that he is working closely with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy in efforts to strengthen the Eurozone and further the region's economic stability.
Following a hospitalization to help speed recovery from a respiratory illness, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Akihito of Japan is discharged in stable condition, with palace officials saying that he will resume official duties as soon as his health allows.
At the 10th session of the Algeria-Niger Joint Cooperation Commission, the two countries' delegates signed several cooperation agreements in areas that include civil protection and information technology.
The Sri Lankan Army presents two newly constructed homes to families in Javna, bringing the total to 1,780 houses built by the military to improve the lives of those displaced by former conflict in the northern part of the country.
A pilot project in Colombia is training the highly intelligent rat to locate landmines, with the animal's light body weight allowing it to navigate safely as its keen sense of smell detects the explosives to help restore lands and save hundreds of human lives each year.
Meeting for the first time since the May 2011 signing of a reconciliation agreement, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Hamas leader Khaled Mashal speak of a new era of partnership as they agree on future discussions towards the goal of forming a unity government.
The First Lady of Azerbaijan, Mehriban Aliyeva, who is also president of the Heydar Aliyev Foundation, is honored by the International Criminal Police Organization, or Interpol, for her foundation's exemplary peaceful contributions towards a safer world.
The University of California, Santa Cruz, and Northwestern University in Chicago, Illinois, are dubbed this year's most vegan-friendly colleges in America by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, based on popular vote, taste testing, and enthusiastic student feedback.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.